Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, remember when Meghan Markle told Oprah that she didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family and did not Google Prince Harry before she had met him? The Sun found a section of Meghan's now-defunct blog, The Tig, from 2014, in which Meghan wrote, "Little girls dream of being princesses. I, for one, was all about She-Ra, Princess of Power." For those of you unfamiliar with the 80s cartoon reference, She-Ra is the twin sister of He-Man and a sword-wielding royal rebel known for her strength. We're definitely not talking about Cinderella here. Grown women seem to retain this childhood fantasy. Just look at the pomp and circumstance surrounding the royal wedding and endless conversation about Princess Kate. That from 2014. Meghan would meet Harry in 2016. Kate is married to Harry's brother. The Mirror adds, several of Meghan's childhood friends have claimed that she took a close interest in the royal family growing up, particularly Princess Diana. Nina Capriti told The Sun that Meghan was always fascinated by the royal family and wanted to be Princess Diana 2.0. While royal biographer Andrew Morton said that when Meghan was 16, she watched the funeral of Princess Diana with tears coursing down her cheeks. The Mirror also reports Meghan Markle's alleged bullying of royal staff is to be independently investigated, it has been reported. A team of third-party lawyers will look into the allegations made against the Duchess of Sussex by current and former royal aides. It was initially announced an internal probe would be launched to review the claims in the wake of her and husband Prince Harry's tell-all interview with US chat show host Oprah Winfrey. And while the shocking allegations look set to increase the rift between the couple and the royal family, a source warned the actual worst incidences haven't come out, according to The Times. According to one report, The Guardian, the Queen plans to personally offer an olive branch to the couple. Robert Lacey says, "The next step is to say yes with regard to the personal family issues. We are working on that in private, but we acknowledge that there are issues of public accountability here. This is about how this major institution of state, funded by the taxpayer, is actually organized. They should acknowledge we have questions about HR policy. We have questions about diversity. And we are going to handle those now, openly, in the way that any government department would. This is an agency of the British government. It's more than people or family. It's about an institution. If you look at Buckingham Palace's website, at its HR pages, they go into ecstasy about their wonderful human resources policy and what you can expect if you join and how much they care for their staff. It sounds like any modern American corporation on paper, but in practice, it's just run in the old-fashioned way. They, the Sussexes, should clearly shut up now," Lacey said. "They have said that's the end of it. Archwell is a positive innovation. They should get on with the doing, with less of the talking." A royal watcher said, "I think their biggest unexploded bomb is their bullying investigation. What are they going to do if people come forward and say, I was bullied by ex-royal or ex-senior member of staff? They will be desperate to keep as narrow a focus as possible. The risk is that it's not a discreet matter about Meghan and Harry, but also about how staff reacted at Buckingham Palace and Clarence House. And why are they doing it in-house? Why is an independent person not doing it?" Lacey added, "Harry and Meghan have created a new and disturbing truth, and one that the monarchy now has to live with." Maybe Harry and Meghan do have a great point about security. TMZ reports a 37-year-old man named Nicholas Brooks was caught trespassing at the Montecito, California home of the Duke and Duchess on Christmas Eve, but Santa Barbara County Sheriff's officers let him off with a warning. The man showed up again on December 26 and was arrested. Did Harry continue to receive money from the royals in 2020? Harry had suggested he was financially cut off by Charles. Harry had said, "I've got what my mum left me, and without that, we would not have been able to do this." Sources of the Daily Mail claim that Harry received a lump sum of many hundreds of thousands of pounds from Father Prince Charles in March 2020 to help fund his new life in America. One royal insider told The Times, "What effing hypocrisy. When Harry and Meghan left last year, they wanted to become financially independent." Another is believed to have said, "It was a surprise to hear he'd been cut off, given the bank statements." The prince continued to provide Harry and Meghan with financial support after their move to America, while they found their feet. And Palace Intrigue will be right back. It was Mother's Day in the UK. The royal family posted a black and white photo of the late Queen Mother with her arm around a young Queen Elizabeth, then a teenage princess, beaming happily at her mum. The photo was from 1940, when Her Majesty would have been 13. It was posted on the royal family's Twitter account, along with a touching message: to all mums everywhere, we wish you a very special Mother's Day. Meanwhile, ITV shares Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis have paid tribute to their granny Diana on Mother's Day and said, "Papa is missing you." Pictures of cards made by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's three children have been posted on social media by Kensington Palace. The palace said, "Mother's Day will be different once again this year," adding that many people will be looking forward to a time in the not-too-distant future when they can give their mother a hug again. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.